Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. And this week, the Bengals' 47th season in their history gets underway as they take on Baltimore in Baltimore, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Butch, it's the fourth time in the last 8 years the Bengals have opened the season against the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore went undefeated in the preseason this year. The Bengals, of course, 2-2. Wins and losses, not that big a deal in preseason games. But as far as the Bengals are concerned, when their starters are on the field, they look terrific in all four games.
I don't think they would have drawn it up any better. I mean, you had Andy Dalton completing 70% of his passes. You had the defense not allowing a touchdown. They were 11 of 12 on third down, which bodes well for new defensive coordinator Paul Gunther, who is Mike Zimmer's third down specialist. It looks like they've picked up where they left off. And, Dan, I think the big thing is they're, except for the injuries to Marvin Jones and Rex Burkhead, who should be back by New England, they're out of this thing pretty healthy. Now, we don't know really how Geno Atkins is going to bounce back from this thing, but he did play in Arizona with the 13 snaps, so people are pretty confident that he's going to play. But the big thing is they have depth behind him too. So I think other than the injuries to Marvin and Rex, they feel pretty good about where they stand.
The Bengals have been to the playoffs each of the last 3 years, but one thing they have not done during that stretch is win in Baltimore. Andy Dalton, 6 touchdown passes, 11 picks in his 6 career games against the Ravens. But Joe Flacco's had some trouble against the Bengals head-to-head, too.
Yeah, I think it's I think this position defines the series since Dalton came into the league. These guys don't play well against each other, and it's because they're going against great defenses. I mean, Zimmer was just a nightmare for Flacco. He had a 4-pick game against him in 2010. He had 3 picks the last time these teams played, which was in the season finale last year. Flacco has thrown 15 interceptions against this team compared to 12 touchdowns, and that flies in the face of his career rating, which is almost a plus 43 when it comes to TD interceptions. So it's going to be, the funny thing, Hugh Jackson, when he was a Ravens quarterbacks coach, he wanted Joe Flacco in that draft. That was the Matt Ryan draft, but the Ravens went out and got Flacco. And the thing that Flacco did was he didn't turn it over, and that's what he's trying to do with Dalton here.
All right, we're all looking forward to seeing the Bengals offense under Hugh Jackson, who takes over as offensive coordinator for Jay Gruden. The last time he was a play caller was in Oakland in his 2 seasons there. The Raiders were 2nd in the league in rushing 1 year, 7th in the league in rushing the other year. Hugh has talked about emphasizing the run game more. Will we see it this Sunday in Baltimore?
Well, I'm not sure what we're going to see. You never know, but I know what we won't see. We won't see the Bengals do what they did last year, which was late in the third quarter and early in the fourth of a 1-score game that they trailed, Andy Dalton dropped back and threw it 12 times, straight times. That's not going to happen. Now, the Ravens are one of the toughest teams in the league to run the ball on. They're always in the top 5 against the rush. The great matchup this week is the Bengals rookie center versus the great Ravens 5-time Pro Bowler defensive tackle, Haloti Ngata. And, we'll see how much Hugh wants to run it into that. But he's not going to do what happened last year, and he's not going to throw it 50 times.
These two teams ended the regular season against each other last year. The Bengals won that game 34-17. We'll see if they can beat the Ravens to begin the 2014 season this Sunday in Baltimore. For Jeff Hobson, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.